Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast. Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast, man. It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me at.
You just really did all that wrong.
I did?
Yes.
Keep going, let go. And it's your boy, it's your boy DJ ATL, right, but it's your girl Taylor.
Go ahead. I'm gonna leave
you
be.
You is really tripping today. What is wrong? All right, it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
New announcement. We are officially have a second location.
Oh yeah.
You know, so yay. We will still be here, but at the same time we moving to a new location. So congratulations to us.
Yes.
We starting to put our feet in the mud and we finna climb up out that motherfucker. You feel
yeah,
me?
Y'all like, about to so, see some new stuff.
Yeah. So
So if you wanna be a guest on the podcast.
Oh yeah. So if you wanna be a guest on the podcast, make sure that you email us at Real Atlanta Podcast. Is it the Real Atlanta Podcast?
Yes. Real ATL Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, so with all your inquiries, just make sure you email us and we'll get back to you at our earliest convenience.
Yeah, Bernie Mac biopic.
I'm ready for it.
What?
I'm ready for it.
You know who playing Bernie Mac?
Hold on, wait.
John Legend.
Huh?
Yes.
What?
John Legend will be playing Bernie Mac in a biopic.
I thought he was filming it.
I don't think he's going to be playing it.
You can't play a white skin motherfucker.
Exactly. That's number one. Number two, he's not even a comedian.
Does it have to be a comedian? I don't think it has to be a comedian.
Bro,
if it's a good actor, I can take that.
Understand?
Because you go use Bernie Mac's jokes.
Well, he was in Soul Man as the dead third groupman.
Yeah. Okay. So it's John Legend Production Company. Okay.
Okay.
Because I was about to say.
Okay, John Legend. But okay, I can see that, but I don't want him to play it. They gonna have to. I don't know who could play it though. Who y'all think could play it?
Oh shit. Bernie Mac. Shit.
That's all. I mean, I can't.
He was that legendary that I can't really. I can't even put. That's why I say I wouldn't really want a comedian to do it. The only person who really black enough, Kevin Hart, but he too short.
Yeah, he can't.
That wouldn't work. I can't think of no comedian that could play him.
They gonna find somebody who do like them impressions.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah. They gonna have to find like an IG famous person who does that. That's tough,
man. Cause Bernie Mac, man.
They need to leave it alone.
I feel like with technology though, anybody could sound like him with technology.
Yeah.
Granted,
but they can sound and look like him, but
you still gotta deliver it.
Yeah, you gotta deliver it, man. And it's Bernie Mac.
Leave it
it's
alone.
Bernie Mac. Just some people just
wanna do some shit, put Soul Man back in the goddamn theaters.
It's like Michael Jackson. Like did they do a biopic for him?
Jackson 5 American Dream, that was good because it showed
the whole growth and you really didn't get the adult version of Michael Jackson too
long. But it's no, the one with Flex, they tried it.
See
right
what
now.
I'm saying?
They tried it all the way.
When somebody is that great on earth,
it's
hard to try to depict them in a biopic.
Okay, so what about I know they were recording, but Mike Epps was doing the Richard Pryor. He was playing him.
He's supposed to be, but I don't know what happened with
him. It's been a few years.
Now I think he can pull that off.
Yeah, I think he can pull it off too.
I think he can pull off Rich Pryor because, you know, that was before our time. I don't really know what Rich Pryor was on. All I keep hearing is a lot of gay shit.
That was in the age when they used to wear little tight pants and stuff, the little bell bottoms and high waist pants. What that mean? They be talking about how we dress nowadays and how they used to dress back in the day. And it's like, y'all used to like niggas with tight pants on, but y'all talking about people with skinny jeans on nowadays. But y'all used to date people with with bell bottoms and high waisted pants. What's the group? The Isley Brothers. Every 20 all years. Them used to have they used to have one pieces on with the chest out and all that stuff. Exactly.
Yep.
And then with the rumpers. Yeah, like it's just crazy to me, but.
I mean, every 20 years the shit evolve and come back.
You don't like your man in it?
What?
That one piece.
Hell nah.
Why not? What's wrong with a man wearing a one piece?
I just,
What's wrong with a man wearing a one piece? If it's supposed to be equal everything, what's wrong with a man wearing a one piece?
That shit just don't look right to me. I don't want my man wearing a one piece.
Fashion Nova had like a little one piece romper thing, didn't they? I don't know if it was Fashion Nova, but I remember.
It was like a time when it went
viral. Yeah, like it went viral. I remember. Yeah, it was like men was wearing.
Would you wear it?
Hell no. Nah.
All right then.
But that's just my personal opinion.
I don't want to date a man who wear a one piece.
So, if Mike decided today he wanted to wear rompers from here on out, like I only want to wear rompers, you gonna break up with him? You'll be forced to live with that romper.
Say it might lead to a breakup.
Damn.
I mean, I don't want.
That look bad.
Yes.
Yeah,
purse.
Exactly. That's what he got. Yeah. If you wear that, you should wear a purse. Not a purse, but a what they call a man purse.
Bag.
Yes. you can wear a man bag with that.
So yeah, but me personally, I couldn't date nobody with a one piece on. It ain't for me, okay? Yeah. Cause I just be like,
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that shit look crazy, man.
That's what they used to wear right here.
Yeah, stuff like that.
What's wrong with that?
See, now we going to a costume party, this could work.
Oh yeah.
Anything can work at a costume party, shit. Anything can work. Go to the
Isley Brothers. They have a, I think one of their album covers or something like that. And it's of them with their little one pieces on.
That shit crazy.
Like, and then they used to have.
Why is he standing like that?
The stomach out and stuff.
Yeah, why he standing like that?
That's doing too much for me.
And look at his, he got heels on.
Yeah, and they used to wear heels too. They used to wear, what is it called? Booties?
Yeah, booties. Whoa. Now that song got a whole nother meaning.
You're contagious.
Y'all daddies used to wear that stuff. Y'all better stop talking.
Not my daddy. My grandma and my granddaddy used to wear that. I seen pictures of my granddaddy with that on. With the bell bottoms. Not the tight, but the bell bottoms.
This
on.
One yeah. Always had a crop top on right here.
Yeah. And I think they were just trying to be your fashion sense, honestly. Yeah. Trying to just, but.
Shit.
All I'm just saying, the older generation can't talk about us because. We doing the same thing y'all did. We just more exposed. We expose our body more, like showing more skin and stuff. But they was doing the same thing. The men was doing more than the women was.
No, I don't know about that now.
What you mean?
Women had their bodies out too back then.
It just was no social media, so.
But yeah, speaking of groups, Migos dropped their album.
I ain't even listen to it, but I did see that first video of them when they were, what was it, the Rolling Stone one?
Mm-hmm.
That was fire.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Whoever is their director or whoever is their creative person, that was fire. I like that.
That shit was hard, man.
That was fire.
The whole concept behind it, and it was like a little documentary. That shit was fire.
Like talking and stuff. And
that shit was hard.
Explaining what they is. So, and then it was another video on the Shade Room. They were in an interview. And basically they said that artists nowadays try to sound like them. And they were just like, basically, they think that it's true a little bit, but nobody will ever be them. So no matter, you can say, oh, that sound like the Migos, but it don't be them.
Ooh. I mean, I think they had their time where people was taking their melody and their cadence. I agree with that. People was trying to do the bubba, you know. People was trying to do it, but like you said, they not the Migos. So I think that ran on for about a couple years, and then once the new wave of rappers started coming out and they started singing more, or you know what I mean, just I feel like right now we in a high pitch, like a high pitch tone of rap, like the coil arrays, the, you know, they high pitch as hell, like they voice be they just be high pitch as hell, like they just be high pitch, bro. It's, you know, it's not a problem, but you know, I like some of it. I ain't gonna lie. I like some of it, but I ain't really a fan of just like that high pitch ass shit. That shit just.
I do feel like the Migos took ad-libbing to another level. Like, mm-hmm. People are more expressive and creative with their ad-libs.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think they made it to where you listen to ad-libs more. I don't think they made the artists more open up about ad-libs, because we had ad-libs. If you go back and listen to some songs, you'll hear, like, you know, the T.I.'s, the Gucci's, the... DMX, Jeezy, they all have famous ad-libs, but it's just, I think we started to listen more after they came out with the Mumbles and the, you know, all that other shit. Like, we started to listen to them more, like, damn,
because
the ad-libs
kind of are, like,
Michael.
Their ad-libs kind of don't go with exactly what they, like, either it goes exactly what they say, it's just different. I don't know, like, I feel like their ad-libs are just more... enunciated
louder on their tracks. That's
what I'm saying.
They made it more popular.
And catchy, too. Like, does it make you
want to
repeat what they're saying?
Grandma, like, that's such a random ad-lib.
Who?
What they say, Grandma.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that shit random as fuck, yeah. You don't hit. Most of the time, well, before them, it was like, yeah, chills. You know, some simple shit. But for niggas, say, Grandma. Like, what? Who think about their grandma while he in the booth rapping? But yeah, so that I agree with that a lot. Like, the Migos really had, you know, they had a run where it was like, are they legends?
Ish,
yes,
I think so.
They legends?
Yep.
Well, I would say
when they counting legends.
Well, I would say legends due to this one fact: the fact that they can be individuals on their own songs and still come together as a group. You really haven't had that many groups who can do that, because they get like how Beyonce wanted to go solo. She didn't want to be in the group no more, but just using her as an example, she wanted to go solo, but little did she know she could have still been in and still do your solo stuff. So that's why I would say they are legends in that way, because they still can do stuff individually and do stuff together.
But did they really go out on their own though?
Offset did.
And
Offset was the most profitable Migo to
off
solo
that.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I think it was like with Quavo, he was already that guy.
Yeah.
He was already the lead. So it was like, to see you out on your own is like, we already heard this. We hear this on the albums with y'all, with the Migos. So this is not a step out for you. I think that jump for Offset, it made him more popular. It made him stand out more. We knew who Offset was after he did that solo project.
Because when they came out, I thought it was just two Migos. And they was like, damn,
Offset in
it's
jail.
A whole motherfucker sitting in jail right now.
Yeah.
And...
yeah. Oh, so Offset was in jail when they first came out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that.
They put money away for him. And when he came out, he was doing had a few solo songs and shit, but what was that? Streets Unlocked 3? He got like two solo songs on there. It's just him and both on the road. So.
They better as a group. Stick together. They cousins anyway. Well, nephews and cousins.
Yeah.
So.
Nephews.
Yeah,
Offset and Quavo are cousins. Offset and Quavo.
No. Quavo is the uncle.
Quavo is the uncle of Takeoff.
He's uncle of both of them.
No.
What?
One of them a nephew and two of them cousins.
Takeoff is the nephew of Quavo, and Offset and Quavo are cousins.
Okay, it says Quavo is Takeoff's uncle, and Offset is Quavo's cousin.
Damn.
They all related in a way.
Yeah, I mean, of course they are related.
It's Takeoff's uncle, so he's the youngest.
So he Takeoff is a cousin. He Offset cousin.
He
Offset cousin. But he like a second or third cousin.
I'm trying
Offset
to process
cousin,
this.
Quavo is Takeoff's uncle.
Hold on, wait. Quavo is Takeoff's uncle. So Takeoff is Quavo's nephew.
Takeoff's Quavo's nephew, and Offset and Quavo are cousins.
Offset and Quavo.
So which means
Offset and Takeoff
cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be cousins.
It's like artists. Second cousin or third cousin. You know, that down the line shit.
Bullshit.
Maybe it's on different sides of the family or something. I don't know.
Like Char is our fifth cousin. I found that out yesterday.
You lying.
Fifth cousin.
She don't count.
That's what I said. That's so it. Does fifth count?
No, because my cousin Raven is my third cousin.
So yeah, our grandma is her third cousin.
Okay, don't try to figure out our family.
I'm telling you, that shit. Up. So that's our grandma. So my mom is her fourth cousin, and then it makes her our fifth cousin.
I wonder if he calls him uncle.
Hell no. She called that nigga Quavo.
We got the same age. You ain't gonna be called.
It's who, we were just talking about that. Like when yo.
Yeah, my nephew.
Yeah.
My nephew just graduated from high school, but my brother just graduated from middle school, but that's his uncle.
Damn.
Exactly. This nigga graduated, about to go to college, and his uncle is in fucking middle school.
That's okay because my.
That's some shit.
My grandma and my great grandma was pregnant at the same time. So.
Yo, who?
My grandma and my great grandma was pregnant at the same time.
I thought you said your grandma and your granddad were pregnant at the same time.
So that's crazy.
So, boy, you got some weird shit going on over there.
I can't. So, yeah, my auntie.
Men can't have babies now, by the way.
How?
Something with the ankle.
Something.
What? So, who want their child coming out their ass? That's some nasty ass shit. And who want their asshole spread that wide open? Hell nah, I don't believe that shit.
Stitch back closed.
What the fuck?
That's what they do when they cut in the vagina. They have to stitch it up when the head too big and stuff. And it cut, it was splitting. I'm really a 9-pound baby though, shit. For real.
That mean goddamn.
I don't think I had a big head though, I just had a big body.
They had a big ass head, so when that head came out, boy, that shit spread like the Grand Canyon. That motherfucker spread. What?
Your head wasn't too little. Why you trying to talk shit?
It's smaller than yours.
Man, have a point.
Why you had no comeback?
I don't know, but you might have a point.
I'll wait on the next comeback.
You were saying can't. Well, we asking
him
to get pregnant.
Talking, huh?
Men get pregnant.
Oh, yeah, man. That's some crazy shit. Where you seeing that at?
How the fuck we go from Migos to men getting pregnant right now?
I don't know, but I want to know how the fuck men can have babies. What the fuck? How did that even...
I think it'll be possible one day. They just making everything. They doing you're all right. This stuff. Ain't they won't eat.
Equal
a man, and then they, okay, when men really, especially... the gays, when they really want to be, they really want to have kids, so they don't do their research by any shit. Means. Do
a
what
transgender
they gotta do.
Man or a non-binary person may be able to, but a person who was born a male and living as a male cannot.
Okay, so you gotta be a woman, basically.
Transgender.
Yeah.
Or
a
non-binary person.
Also, what's a transgender
non-binary?
Woman.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, that's a woman.
So a transgender man who turns into a woman. A man turned into a woman can get pregnant?
No, a woman turned into a man. A woman that changed into a man. So,
who
a woman?
Oh, yeah, they did have one of them all.
Oh, my Lord.
Then you going to have her coming for us on her show.
Hey, man.
You up here opening up a can of worms.
Any publicity is good publicity around here.
Not very impressive. Similar to a trans person. Is someone who doesn't identify with the sex that was assigned at birth, so trans, and also has a gender identity that cannot be categorized as exclusively male or female, so they're like in between.
So
okay.
They don't.
So they might feel like a man up top but have a.
And who?
Pressure. Coyle Ray boyfriend.
Ah! Pressure.
Did you say Jocelyn Hernandez?
Yeah, that's her name.
Puerto Rican princess.
Understandable. Did you just say she was trans?
Yeah.
That's what they and said pressure. About her.
And pressure too.
Pressure.
She came. Like actually, Jocelyn came out and said that pressure. What she said about pressure?
She said, "Is he a boy or a girl?"
Like bitch. Oh, not bitch. I'm sorry. Shit.
And then she came.
That's what we. That's what everybody thought
everybody
about you.
Come, yeah.
You seen that shit?
Everybody thought it was like, we thought you
was one. We thought you was one. Shit.
Like, they look like both, like, you know, look at them.
They look like brother and sister, honestly.
I think he look like a dyke.
Wow.
I thought it was.
He's a pretty boy.
Yeah, he just a little pretty little
but
boy.
But you know how you got them the men who look like they look like they women, look like, women, like dykes. They look like kind of like studs. That's what he look like.
He just look a little. He took care of himself. Is that a bad thing? He took care of his face.
He's handsome to me, though.
Growing up, he exfoliated. He did what he was supposed to do as a child.
He probably still young like as hell, probably 20 years old.
Yeah, because she young.
She got more growing to do.
Yeah.
His little mustache coming in.
Next thing you know, y'all going to stretch this man out. He going to be done had a whole damn beard next year.
He looking like, what's his name?
Wow.
Nigel,
wow.
I know, but it's still kind of funny.
Wow. Bleep this out. DJ, bleep this out.
Not that he has lupus, but.
DJ, bleep this out, okay?
I thought you were going to say the nigga that's on drugs. What's his name? He a rapper. Not
all the rappers.
Not Playboy Cardi.
He's a rapper.
The one that's really strong guy. Famous Dix.
Famous
Dix. He fucked up.
No, for real. Because when I seen, I looked at him too. I think they posted him on the Shade Room and was like, pray for him because he's really just going through it and stuff. Yeah. But they said he wake up, popping pills, drinking, then go to sleep. They said he don't even really go to sleep.
Did somebody reach out to help him, though?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A few people. They sent this ass to rehab. That shit didn't work.
He made good music, but he crazy.
What good music he make?
I like his
when
song.
When he first
song?
Started.
First started yeah.
When he first started, his music used to hit.
I don't know what it was.
ASAP Rocky.
Never heard of it.
You never heard this song?
I never understood why people listen to him. I never heard a song from him.
Me either. So
he, pick it up.
He was like the... When Lil Yachty and all them came out on SoundCloud, Lil Uzi
Drift
Vert,
from my walk, that shit, fine.
That shit was hard.
How they
I
go?
I get drift from my walk.
I heard that before.
I don't know nothing.
Bro,
of
we just don't listen to it all. He made some good ass songs though. Then he just got with Rich the Kid.
Go to my.
And Rich the Kid signed him, gave him so much money. So shit, I'd rather buy fucking drugs than do something prosperous.
And if you hear him today, oh yeah, I heard this song. DJ, you used to like this song. You used to play this song.
No, I did.
What you did?
No, I did.
Yeah, I like this song.
Man, I'm smoking no sauce.
Nah. What's the other one?
You heard the other one.
I mean, the song, I like it. It's cool, but I ain't never heard it before.
Oh, man, goddamn.
So he made Plug Walk.
No, that's for Old Rich Kid.
I thought I had a friend. that wasn't him.
Nah, that was Rich Kid, bro. You heard this song. I got the double mushroom. I don't know.
I like this.
I've never heard this.
You never heard this song?
I've never heard a song from Famous Dex.
This
I song always say, how did he get famous, bro? Like,
because he started on SoundCloud. Lil Uzi Vert, Triple X, Tentacion.
He was riding that way.
Yeah.
Trippy Red, all them.
Basically.
Oh, okay. But all the drug abusers.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
Except for Triple X, Tentacion. He was just on some weird shit.
Who?
Triple X, Tentacion.
Man, Triple X was fire.
He was.
That nigga was hard. That was my dog, Triple X.
Tentacion.
Get it right.
I honestly didn't hear him until he passed away when I started playing it on the radio.
A lot of folks.
I would see him in the media for different stuff.
For finding shit. Yeah. And
that nigga had
people just was fucking with him.
Yeah, he had a cult following.
That nigga had a cult.
He had a cult following, for real. Yeah, but Famous Dex, man, I ain't never heard of this nigga. I ain't never. All I know, he got a whole bunch of tattoos on his face. He looks strung out every time I see his ass. He need to get his shit together.
Mm-hmm. You making millions of dollars at 20 years old, 19 years old, and you ain't never had.
Like, that's excessive, bro. That's excessive. That's too many tattoos.
Yeah. He look crazy, bro.
He just ain't got the right people around him. Well, at this point, it's kind of late. It's a little late to try
Rich
to.
The kid.
But
you can't
at
pull,
first,
you can't pull something.
Rich the kid.
Yeah, you gotta have that circle, bro. You gotta have that circle.
He didn't have that circle when he was coming up.
Yeah.
You gotta have that circle, man. Without that circle, bro.
The folks that he used to ride with, like, they did an interview. It was like, bro, I ain't had no problem. I brought the man to my house so he can record his music. And he went out to LA and
it was over.
Went back shit crazy.
But can we give my boy props? Can we give my boy props, Lil Wayne? Wow. He's ushered in a generation of fucking face tattoos and niggas fucking doing all this crazy shit.
No.
Why not? Why not?
Because half of these niggas with face tattoos, you don't hear them no more. They don't make music no more.
Who don't?
And they can't do shit. They got fucking face tattoos.
Okay, but you can't say that he influenced the culture, though.
Yeah, he influenced
the dreads,
the fuck
the face tattoos. Hey, man, that's their choice. If you can't run with it like Wayne did, that's on you.
It says here that Mike Tyson was the first one to get a large face tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Man, nobody worry about no goddamn Mike Tyson.
Got a point there, though.
Hell no, nah. Wayne had tattoos before him. Now, he might be the first with a large tattoo. And don't forget about Bird, man. He had a big-ass star at the top of his head, a fucking landing for the fucking helicopters.
And he had Gucci Mane.
Oh, yeah, Gucci Mane had the snow cone. Come on, now. That shit was stupid.
See, that song, I never knew what it meant. I didn't grow up in Atlanta, so Lemon Pepper Wings, and that wasn't popular in Maryland.
What you talking about?
Lemon Pepper Wings. She was saying about Gucci. That's all. Singing that song.
Oh, yeah.
It resonates different now.
Yeah, because you eat lemon pepper wings now.
Last year, lemon pepper wings.
Yeah,
lemon pepper, good as hell. Y'all crazy.
All you do is eat salt and chicken.
Nah, because people like hot lemon pepper or mild lemon pepper now.
Yes, bro, get you some hot, boom, lemon pepper.
Y'all crazy.
Lemon pepper is the best. Okay,
hear
you, Taylor.
Soundcheck. I ain't even say
that. I ain't looking at you no more, Taylor.
What?
That shit hurt. That shit hurt.
Look at that way.
What you trying to say about
it?
Me and Kyle.
Oh, I did it again.
You hurt your man while you trying to make fun of me.
Things are all. All
right, man. What else we got? Shit. Ah. Okay. The anniversary of Rashad Brooks. It was
yesterday.
Yeah, man. And that shit really hurt me, bro. Like after I seen it, I was like, damn, it's been a year. Gosh, it's been a year since that shit. Like that shit is fucking crazy to me. Mm-hmm. The shit that went on afterwards, you know, with the riots and you know all that shit, and for it to be right up the street. Yeah. That shit made me feel like, you know, like, damn, like, it's been a year, bruh. Mm-hmm. It's been a year since that shit.
And that, it's so sad because his daughter's birthday is the weekend that he passed away.
What?
That's where he was coming from. Celebrating his daughter's birthday at an arcade. And I think he went out after that and then ended up at Wendy's and all that. So when she get older, that's something she's going to have to deal with every time her birthday comes.
Come around, it's going to be the death of her dad. Mm-hmm. What happened? Why, how did he get? What happened?
He was in his car in the drive-thru at Wendy's, but he fell asleep.
Oh, he the one that fell asleep?
Mm-hmm. At the Wendy's drive-thru.
So the kids were with him?
No, he was by himself. They went out. I think he went out afterwards.
Oh, he dropped them off.
And he was with somebody else, but they went home. He was still out at Wendy's. I don't know what happened.
Damn.
But
the worker called.
The worker called the police instead of just. I wish she would have just. I mean, I get why she had to do that.
Yeah. You doing your job. But you expect the police to do their job.
I ain't no telling. Did she try to wake him up or anything? Because I would say
that's not your job.
He was holding up the drive-thru line.
That's not your job, though.
Yeah.
Her job is to keep that drive-thru line going. Somebody fall asleep. I'm doing my job. I'm calling the police. Hey, somebody is blocking the line. Now, you expect the police to do their job and go there and say, hey, wake up. Go about your business.
I feel like COVID played a part because it was the inside probably wasn't open.
Of course.
You know, so... And Wendy's was the only thing that people had.
Wendy's drive-thru be fucking wrapped.
That shit be booming, boy.
That's so sad.
That shit be out the thing.
Then you go and protest?
And then I went down. Yeah, the next day I went down there. I didn't protest, but people were speaking and stuff. So we just heard them speaking and, went, you know, saw the burn, how they burnt it down. Mm-hmm.
How did they burn it down?
Somebody, a white lady set fire.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, you said white. Yeah, she did. She did it.
Just like
I had to say allegedly first.
Black.
You said white. Oh, white. Yeah, she did
I'm sure
that.
I already know the story, but he, you know, he was pleading, just let me walk home. Just he lives so close to the one. He's let me just walk home. Like,
damn.
Got kids, all this stuff. Cause he said his sister lived. Now he ain't live close. His sister lived close. He's like, let me just walk to my sister's house.
Just go to jail,
and he was
bro.
Running away and they fucking.
Just go to jail, bro. I mean, that still don't get him right to shoot you.
Bro, like, you could have easily like walked to the window and be like, hey.
His judgment was impaired, though, at the same time. You gotta remember that. He wasn't thinking straight.
Why?
He was drunk.
Oh, he was drunk?
Yeah. And then you gotta think about everything that
he
had done.
Oh, shit, man. Damn.
So he was driving.
Like,
we finna
drunk,
take you to jail.
You been drinking.
We finna take you to jail.
And then, with him being you gotta think about what has happened during the pandemic. All this time that has happened. All this, you know, the racial stuff that has happened.
Yeah, George Floyd happened before that.
You wake up and it's two white officers in front of you. I mean, you drunk already. You automatically probably get defensive. You just, I mean, I don't know.
I'm scared.
Yeah, or scared.
I believe he was just scared. Like, bro, let me just go. Let me walk home. Let me watch him. No, sir. Then they start getting rah-rah, so.
They need to have a
fight or flight.
A protocol to let the person calm down and then proceed. Like, they say, you know what? You can't go home right now, but sit on the curb. Make him think he can go home or something. Sit on the curb for 20 minutes, and then we can revisit. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't gonna do that because they strung out on that power.
So when that power, they get that power.
They strung
out
on their fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm saying they bring them power. So they like shit.
You
took
still
that
a man
taser
after
from them
shit.
Too. So that really set.
Hell
it off.
Yeah.
He took
their
taser.
Yeah, that shit sad as hell, man. But yeah. So it was a year ago, and it brought back a lot of memories and feelings and emotions of like. Just pain and anger and frustration and just
because they didn't charge the police officers.
Of course not.
They just fired them, right? Or they paid. I think they were one of them. One of them got their job back and was working. And that's the sad part about it. Like they didn't even charge.
I think they did get charged. I think there was the one where they did get charged. And everybody was like, yeah, you know, they should get charged. Because I know the George Floyd, they didn't get charged at first.
Oh, they didn't do it back up either. The Wendy's.
They didn't?
It says what remains is now a fenced in empty lot.
But when was this published?
This was June
11, 2021. Damn. Never mind then. So I need to ride by there, by university. I ain't been over there. Shit, probably since then. Fucking assholes. And shit. What's his name? Got arrested too at his release party. Polo G.
So,
oh, yeah. What happened with that?
Polo
shit?
G, his sister, and his girl.
All got arrested.
Mm-hmm. All three of them.
Damn.
That shit went.
I know that. Oh, they said they was leaving his
release
birthday party.
His album release party. Yeah.
That's crazy.
They said
it was too many cops out there.
Like, bro.
That was a lot of cops. Like, you would think they was blocking off an area or somebody died. Like, it was like 50 cop cars.
I'm going to goddamn change my clothes. I'll come back downstairs to all hell.
I'm telling you, bro.
That's crazy, though. For what, though? Like, why are y'all messing with people?
It was like they had guns. I was like, bro, it's a party. They probably had security. Of course, the security guards had their fucking guns.
Shit, fuck that. I got a gun. I got to be
most
aware.
Definitely.
I'm a fucking rapper. I got hundreds of thousands worth of jewelry on.
I hate when they do this shit, bro.
Yeah, like, nigga.
Like,
allow me to live.
I'm still a human.
Like, the nigga.
Because I got this money don't mean shit.
I'm a walking target.
I think it was Miami, right?
Miami.
Yeah, I'm a walking target, bro.
Of course I'm going to have some fucking gun.
What's
their gun laws in Florida?
I don't fucking know.
They can carry.
Oh, okay.
They got the shoot the kill law down that
gun?
Shit. They'll bust your head. Stand your ground law. They got that in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, shit, you know they.
Is there a limit to how many guns you can have?
Niggas,
no, I'm just asking in general.
Niggas got room, fucking bunkers full of guns and shit.
I'm telling you.
If they can have it, goddammit, so can I.
For real. Because that shit, man. That shit crazy. They love to arrest a rapper by the goddamn gun, boy.
Like, nigga, I'm still human. I got fucking. His mama gave him $100,000 in fucking cash. Then I got all this goddamn jewelry on me. and the shit that I brought in, I got money in my fucking bag. Like, nigga, of course I got a pistol on my ass.
And we in Florida. One of the craziest states out there. So, of course I need...
Motherfuckers gonna run up on me.
You feel me? You know how many rappers done died in Florida?
Didn't Kodak get shot at?
Kodak got shot at, XX died down, I mean, you know what I mean?
He was going to buy a fucking motorcycle.
Exactly. Doing what he's supposed to do. Going to, you know.
He was chilling.
It ain't like he doing some other shit.
They robbed this man for $50,000.
But is that the case of, just say XX, you know, doing so much dirt or creating this image or this wave for yourself, and then it catches up with you. So you might be doing something right now, but you know, before you wasn't doing right. So now it's finally catching up with you. Like, you drunk driving for years, and then, you know, it finally catch up with you.
Nigga, I've been doing this since 95.
Send a shot, but you didn't catch it.
Clearly, she don't give a damn.
Still waiting.
That's a good question. Still. Do y'all catch subliminals, like, on social media? Is that something y'all look for? Like, if you know you got a problem with a friend, it's more of a girl's question.
Yeah, I finna say, because niggas don't be worried about that shit. Like, that's really a girl question.
Your friend just got into it. You go and watch their story to see if they posted something subliminal. Like, I never catch subliminals. That's something I've never, like, even when Twitter was popular. If I were to, I wouldn't look for somebody to be responding subliminally.
I don't.
You catch mine.
I mean, that's because I'll catch everything with you. Like, I'm all of
those. Oh, yeah, sure.
I didn't go look for it, but I did see it. When I did see it, I was like, oh, yeah, they throwing a shot.
For real?
But I ain't never, say nothing.
Oh, you want to respond or say nothing?
Because it just showed me how petty you are.
Yeah. Okay, so but.
Trying to look like student one.
Would that pettiness make you lose a friend?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
I just be like, all right, I see how petty you can get, especially the ones who you done told everything to. I'm sorry. I'm going to pull it up.
Did she tell you to stop apologizing?
Oh, yeah, you did. But, yeah, we just like, okay, they just show me how you are, so I don't even trust. Especially this day and age, I ain't going for nothing.
So guys don't throw subliminals.
Oh, they do.
At other guys?
Yeah.
I mean, they probably do, but. Or whatever the case may be. I mean, I don't have any friends, so I don't really throw subliminals because I don't have anyone to throw them at.
When you had friends back then, social media
wasn't. It wasn't like that though.
You're old as fuck.
It's full.
Yeah.
But I mean, I believe guys do throw it. You know, they do. They do throw shots. But
DJ,
you know.
Don't start that damn shit.
I used to see on some guys' stories that like they wouldn't be direct with subliminals, but just be like, "Fuck everybody," you know. And I feel like they probably back then they probably was talking about somebody specific. But of course, you men can't. Don't.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that before. I've said fuck everybody. Well, you know, you get on your little social media rant. Man, fuck all this shit, man. Fuck everybody, bro. I ain't trying to talk to nobody. I don't want to hear shit from nobody. But you really be talking about one person, you know. But I ain't never did it towards another man. That's more of a women thing that throwing shots at their friends and, you know, back at another woman. Most of the time, my shit was at a female because she done pissed me off or some dumb shit, you know.
But, yeah, that's one thing I don't even do. I don't even voice my stuff on social media. That's one thing I don't do. Like, I don't even, you don't even know that I'll probably be, me and him probably be mad at each other. But social media will be the last place I ever, like, it won't even be in my options of putting stuff out there. Like, I won't even put stuff, even with friends, I'm not even going to put that out there. Like, you will never know that. Yeah, because all they're going to do is say,
social media don't care.
Oh, I thought you weren't friends with her no more. Oh, I thought you weren't with him no more. I thought y'all just went through this. But I still had those followers who put every single thing on social media. And I'd be like.
Or you could tell when they're going through something. Because the quotes start switching up. Like, no, you're worse than.
Oh, yeah. Hey, for real. The motherfuckers start saying that shit. You know some shit going on. Right. Girl, you got to focus on yourself. because you know they do
love
all
yourself the, before you love us.
Hell yeah, stuff. Boy.
Hell no, you ain't finna put me on for the camera.
Man. I just want to see it.
Fuck no, I know your ass. You see it after the camera goes off.
Oh man, yeah, but that shit true though, man. I mean, but
when you got friends, you got problems. You got family, you got problems, but you gonna go through it. And that shit gonna be like, all right.
It's you have to get over it.
Yeah,
cause it's family.
Cause yeah. Like, nigga, like, I'm hey, we gotta get.
I'm still gonna a friend. You cut their ass off, be gone. Every family function, nigga. Hey, I gotta see this motherfucker. Hey, let's go ahead and talk this shit out, bro.
This is some side eye shit. Yeah, fuck wrong with y'all too.
All right, bro. Exactly. Uncles and aunties asking what's wrong, all kind of shit.
Everybody ain't goddamn busy.
I used to say that all the time in college. Shit, I got six sisters. I don't need no friends.
Hey, I'm telling you.
See all these fucking cousins we got. We don't need no damn friends.
Yeah, and as you get older, you start to. It's crazy how as you get older, you start to get close. As because I feel like being when we were younger, we had no choice but to have friends because we were going to school with these people and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So we didn't have no choice. But as you get older, everybody got cars, everybody got other stuff. So you get close to your family members mm-hmm. more than you get close to, you know, you be close to your friends.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But I call my classmates, my friends that was at school, my fam anyway.
Yeah.
My fam outside of my fam. Mm-hmm.
And trust me, by the time you get to my age, they gonna whittle off too. You'll probably have about one or two of them.
That shit.
Niggas' paths just, it's not it's because different. You don't fuck with different. Them. You still love them, but it's just, hey, I'm just like elementary school friend. Y'all been friends since elementary school. You just went to a wedding, right?
Yeah.
Since kindergarten. They love each other. She got invited to the wedding. She was just one of the bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't talk to you no more because you over here doing this and I'm in over here doing, it's just you fade apart. Like, I still got friends from my elementary school days that are still, you know, on Instagram. We talk on Instagram. They ask me about, you know, how your family been. I ask them how they family been, but we don't kick it just, how we used to kick
at
it.
At the end of the day, it boils down to that love is just always going to be there no matter what. But we just, you know, you just grow apart feelings. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, you just grow apart, man.
Yeah, because my friend, she asked me to be in her wedding, and me and her don't even talk. We was closer in college and high school and stuff, but me and her don't even talk no more. And she asked me to be in her wedding. And I was just like, I was so shocked because I'm like, dang, we don't even talk no more. But that show you that.
That's
the love that's still there.
So fucking shocking, but I ain't never did nothing malicious towards you. Yeah. Vice versa. Mm-hmm. Just like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Can I say y'all a quote real quick?
What's up?
You
ain't going through it, is you?
No. You got
tree. Oh, Lord. She about a subliminal shot coming.
You got friends. You got tree friends and you got flower friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tree friends, the relationship is built on the roots. And you don't gotta, it's the foundation, the strong mm-hmm. roots. A flower friend, you have to water them every day or the relationship is gonna die.
Mm.
Okay. My friends over there, my that's closest tough. Friend.
That's true.
That quote,
that's true though.
You don't have to talk to them every day when it's a tree friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like tree mm-hmm. friends though, cause I feel like I'm not. I've grown. I used to be the type of person to check up on my friends and stuff mm-hmm. and talk to them every day, but I'm just the type of friend now. I don't even talk to people every day. Like, only person I really talk to every day is my sister. That's the only person I talk to every day. Other than that,
it is, bro. It's too much work, bro. Because everybody got their own shit going on, their own problem. So every time you talk to this one person, energy don't die. It just transfers. So now you taking on this energy. Then you got to take on the next friend energy. You got about 6-7 friends, nigga. You burnt out. You ain't got time for yourself. So, you know, you gotta invest in yourself first. So you lose gaps in that. And then if you got, like I said, you got family members that, you know, they come in first. And then, you know, you lose track of friends after a while, man. Mm-hmm. You just lose track of it. So, you know, it's just a crazy thing that, because when you friends with them and it's at that point where it's at its peak, you like, man, never letting this friend go. This is my friend forever. And then all do you get, you like, damn, I ain't talked to that nigga in about 2 years.
But you never would have thought you wouldn't be talking to this person.
Exactly. Exactly. That shit true, man. That's another episode of the Real Atlanta Podcast. My name is DJ ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. Make sure you follow your boy on TikTok.
If there are any massage therapists out there that want to get their name out there, we could do a trade-off.
I'm with that.
Please, I need a chiropractor.
All, you know, you lay all five of us down.
All right, it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, don't forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast on every platform. The Real Atlanta Podcast.
Yes.
Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell on YouTube.
And also, like I said, for inquiries. And yes. If you want to come be a guest on the Real Atlanta Podcast, hit up realatlpodcast@gmail.com. Please.
And we out.
We out.
Oh my God. Wow.
What you do?
Wow.
What you do? What you do?
I had this ring in my hand, so I was like, and we out.
Oh, I'm definitely keeping that shit.
No, bleep that out. Bleep that out.